This is Peter Donegan, www.donneganlandscaping.com. The sound you hear in the background is the sound of rain beating off a corrugated roof. More than that, it is the sound of a landscape gardener, horticulturist, paused from his work. This weather always reminds me that Wimbledon is on. And in Ireland, and for all the years I've been in this horticultural industry, I know two things I can take for granted. One is rainfall, and the other is gravity of H2O. But the positives must be taken from, because I'm so long working in this industry, I'm all my life working in this industry, in this trade that I love so very, very much. And this actually isn't a bad thing, this rainfall. It's a great thing. I look around me and I see the plants in the garden that I work in at this moment in time, and they're almost smiling after such a barren spell. I know in North Dublin my water butts will be filling up at this moment in time. And with that in mind, Green Ministers of Ireland, if you are listening, I know you're on the verge of bringing in mandatory water charges. I am of a firm belief you should bring in mandatory water butts for every household in this country. A water butt in Dublin, and I have blogged about this before, costs approximately €40 from my local council, paid for with bin tags, which are then put in against one's personal tax at the end of the year and reclaimed. So theoretically, they are free. And I have two. They are cheaper than the finest plumbers in the land. And for all of the gardening that I do, I have never used tap water in my garden. Never, never, never. In the context of water conservation and conservation and taxing of water usage, I often wonder, do our green politicians and ministers live below soil level? Because I cannot understand how more people, let me rephrase that, I cannot understand how every person I know does not have one of these, and why there isn't a bigger song and dance about something before mandatory water charging and metering comes into play. This is Peter Donegan, www.donneganlandscaping.com, going back out to work in the rain and enjoy my life in the great outdoors. Final thought, I suppose, before I go, there's a camping shop in Swords, a town near enough to where I live. They have a sign above the door saying there's no such thing as bad weather, just the wrong clothing. I have the correct clothing. I'm in my shorts and a t-shirt. Whatever you do in the garden today, this beautiful Monday, in this beautiful country, do enjoy. Bye for now.